Time for employment issues with Graeme Wynne from Superior People Recruitment. He joins me now. Graeme, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Got another couple of interesting stories for you to explain to our listeners this morning. And one, well, it's a bit raunchy, and it's something that everybody's talking about. It's about a woman who says she's Australia's most sexually active woman. She makes a hell of a lot of money, apparently having sex online with different blokes. She says that she has sex with about five people a day. It's a lot of people when you add it up overnight, and she gets paid for it. One of the sad pieces of news attached to this was that her father found out, I think, secondhand and had to have a chat with her about all of that. That'd be tough finding out that that's what your daughter does. But anyway, it happens, and what she's doing is certainly not illegal. But she claims that she lost her job because of what she does. She goes on, she's a member of OnlyFans, and she says that people pay money to go online. You subscribe and you watch her do whatever it is that she does. But she's admitted that she got fired because her bosses at her real job, or her other job, I think the OnlyFans thing is her real job now, but her bosses found out about it and they punted her. Graeme, can you sack someone who's having sex for money on a legal platform? The sex is 100% consensual, and yet she still got sacked. It's an interesting one. What do you make of this?
It's a really, really interesting one, this one. And there's lots of legalities with it. And one of the simple things is that when you start a job, a paid job, a normal 9-to-5 paid job, quite often you're asked, or your contract will say, do you have another paid job?
All right.
Because they can say, no, you can only have one. You can't have a second because that can create conflict or all kinds of other issues. So a lot of employers have it written in, you can only have one paid job unless you get approval for that second one. Mm. And the employer can then make sure there's no conflict, no issues. So if she hasn't done that clearly and said what it is, and maybe said, yes, I've got a sideline hustle, whatever, it wasn't clear what it was, and the employer discovers what it is, and they believe your behavior elsewhere impacts the company you currently work for from a professionalism, respect level, or whatever, then yes, they could dismiss you because of that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So if the terms and conditions of your employment in job A, if job B contradicts those agreements that you've legally agreed to, they can terminate your employment. So I'd say she wasn't sacked, really, because of her OnlyFans website antics. She was sacked because she had breached her workplace agreement.
And the other thing is, it was day, I think her fifth day there, she took the day off. And I think that's when the employers discovered what was going on. Mm. So their belief would probably be, hang on, that's why she's not here today, because she's working on that. And that would therefore conflict with her Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 job. So I think there's a lot behind this that she probably hasn't been quite as open with. But that's my trying to read between the lines here.
As I was going to say, she took the day off to have the day on, but I better not say that. Graeme Wynne is, good luck to her. She's making a fortune. Did you read how much she's making?
She's making about $1,000 a day, which is not too bad.
That's more. Yeah. Oh, it's $150,000 a month, I think.
Gee, I'm thinking if I did something similar, I'd get refunds all the time.
How many customers would you get?
Oh, God, there, none.
I think, you see, there's where your whole theory falls into the ground.
Yeah, I know. And this is one of those instances where a certain industry or job is better suited to females than males, isn't it?
Good-looking males. Plenty of males are on OnlyFans too, Graeme, but have a look in the mirror and then ask the question again. Listen, Graeme, can we move on, please, before we... Before we get any further down the pit. Uber is warning that their food delivery costs could soar under IR changes. Uber's warning that the price of having a meal delivered from its app could rise by 85% in the near future. What's going on here?
I'd love to know where they plucked that number from, I'll be honest with you. What a lot of these rideshare people say is that when they, because I only get paid sort of here and there and what have you, and sometimes their hourly rate can work out, $8, $10, $12 an hour. Not a great deal of money. So if it comes in this IR, the law, and says, okay, you need to pay them a minimum wage, and we'll just use $25 an hour as a minimum wage, that's going to double all these Uber drivers and riders, double their money. And if that happens, the only person that's going to pay for that is me and you as a
Right.
consumer. So whether it goes up by 85% might just be a scare tactic, but there is no doubt that if this gets through and passed and becomes legislation, everything to do with any sort of Uber work whatsoever, those prices will increase quite dramatically.
Because there were concerns that, and I'm not just talking about Uber, I'm talking Menulog, I'm talking all those food delivery services. There were concerns that when the government of the day really went through them with a fine-tooth comb and made sure that every delivery driver was being paid correctly, that was being looked after, like other workplace individuals would be in any other workplace, that that was going to cost Uber. And they were going to have to pay their, and not just Uber. I'm talking about all food delivery services. They were all going to have to
Correct.
be paid a lot more. Therefore, they were going to have to charge a lot more, and the cost of having something, some food delivered to your house was going to cost more. Has that happened?
It hasn't fully happened yet, no, and that's what they're arguing about now. The government have got this in the process, the paperwork going through the system. Obviously, there's lots of channels it has to go through, but Uber is saying if it does go through under these proposed new IR laws, these changes, that's how much your cost of your goods is going to increase by this 85%. I'd say it probably won't be that much, but there is no doubt things will increase.
Yeah, all right. Hey, listen, Graham, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
No problem. I'll go and get my OnlyFans page
Oh,
working
no,
again.
no, 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 no. I don't. That's something I can't unsee. Go, go. I knew you were going to finish with that line. Go away.
Bye, Luke.